It is Tuesday, April 9th. Good morning. I'm Dan Blakely with your daily kickstart from Barry 360. Going to be lots of chatter about this and pressure on other municipal governments to follow suit. City Council in Orillia has snuffed out fireworks, except for special events approved by Council, Canada Day, for instance. Mayor Don McIsaac says the decision comes after careful consideration of public safety and the environment, as well as feedback from residents about excessive noise, smoke, debris, the impacts to wildlife and pets, and those with traumatic stress disorders. Violators could be fined $50,000 as well as a $200 inspection fee, more if the fire department is called out. Scientists say March was the 10th consecutive month of record global heat. The average temperature around the globe, 14.4 Celsius or 58 Fahrenheit, nearly 2 Celsius warmer than in the late 1800s, which is the base used for temperatures before the burning of fossil fuels began to grow rapidly. The scientists not entirely surprised due to the strong El Nino that's been in play. The Fisheries Department says fresh water in the Vancouver Island Lagoon, where the trapped young killer whale is, has whitened the skin on its dorsal side. Veterinary experts say they are not concerned about the short-term impact, adding the calf is active and does not show signs of emaciation. The calf has been trapped alone since March 23rd, when its pregnant mother became stuck on a rocky beach at low tide and died. Tesla has settled a lawsuit brought by the family of a Silicon Valley engineer who died in a crash while relying on the company's semi-autonomous driving software. The man's family filed a negligence and wrongful death lawsuit in 2019, seeking to hold Tesla liable for repeatedly exaggerating the capabilities of Tesla's self-driving car technology, causing vehicle owners to believe they didn't have to remain vigilant while they were behind the wheel. Evidence indicated the man was playing a video game on his iPhone when he crashed into a concrete highway barrier in 2018. Sunshine to start, showers and maybe thunder this afternoon, high 19. That's your kickstart for April 9th. We're back again tomorrow. Until then, remember, growth is the best way through a hard time. Keep going. Keep growing.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hills, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.